The collection is made up of various everyday items that the Fremont people used. The collection first started in the 1920s with the Ephraim T. and Dorothy Pechtel family. Since then, the collection resided in Capitol Reef National Park, Brigham Young University, and Temple Square until it became a permanent collection at Utah State University's Eastern Prehistoric Museum. Tim Riley, curator of archaeology for the museum, says the collection is important because it helps archaeologists study more about the Fremont Indians and how their culture differs from the Puebloan, Shoshone, and Ute ancestors.
It's tied into the history of the archaeology and how we understand the past. It's also important because most of it is what we call perishable materials, things that don't preserve. And there's a term archaeologists use called the missing majority. And the idea there is that most of the stuff people use in their daily lives is things like wood or leather or baskets in traditional societies. And those things don't preserve. So it's really the largest sort of private collection or early 20th century collection of perishable materials from one area.
Among the perishable items are three of only a handful of baskets left from the Fremont people. For Riley, these items reflect on the everyday lives of people who lived hundreds of years ago.
There is a winnowing basket that was made by Numic people, and that's the sort of group of peoples that includes the Ute, the Paiute, the Shoshone, and the Goshute. It's their sort of ancestral population. It's probably about 300 to 400 years old, so a little bit more recent, but it's a basket that they cooked food in.
In its nearly century-long transition from the original private collector, the collection has expanded to include more items that are now on display in the museum. More details can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.